Alrighty, okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to jump a little bit. So jumping to, basically to where we wanted to get. Okay, the rest of the, I'm skipping a little bit here, but it gets a little bit into good achas, which I don't really want to do. And it's a whole different area. And there's a little bit of an interesting gemara there, but a little pshat stuff. But I want to get to Rava, okay? So let's go to Rava. So it's Elam Rava. So again, the big problem is that on the one hand we have a premise that in Otsa, it seems to be a premise, that in Otsa you need a Makom Dalet. Makom Dalet for Akira and for Anacha. Yet, our Mishnah has a case where you basically Oker and the Meniach from or to a guy's hand. Which, if you measure it, it's not going to work out to be Dalet Dalet. And therefore you have a problem. Okay? And that's what the Gemara has been looking for the last Amud or so. Or more than that, Daf or so, and trying to find who's the author of our Mishnah. Okay, who doesn't need Dalet al Dalet. Okay. So finally, we come to Rava. And Rava has the Gemara as the final answer. So it says, Ella Amar Rava. Okay, it's about halfway down the page, a little more. Star. Yodo Shalodom Chashuvalo Kedalet al Dalet. Simple as that. Hand of a person is considered him like Dalet al Dalet. V'chein kiyasa Ravin, Amar Yochanan, Yodosh Shalom Chashuv, like Dalet al Dalet. Okay, so why is your hand Chashuv alo k'dalet al Dalet? How did that work out? So the Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnayos. So this is, again, the Rambam. We've read this before, but Ayesod HaShlishi, it's in the intro to basically this Mishnah. Shalos Chayv Hoker Mirushus V'yinich Mishas Shnei HaChiyakim Makom Mishayesh Bo Arba Larba. So in general, if there's less than dalet dalet, things which are placed on it aren't going to remain on it. They're not going to rest there. Unless they're very low. The kivan should be ha'adam nachim devarim gidolei ha'kamos v'nisharam aleha k'moshe nisharam dvarim k'tanim. But since in a hand of a person, big things could rest on it just like small things. Because the hand could grasp and hold on to things tightly. Okay, therefore your hand is considered like dalet dalet. Mishnei chayfetz bi'arodim kilo yinichu b'karka ha'makom shebo osa ha'adam. So it's like you placed it on the ground, on that location on the ground where the person is. Okay, so he's saying is the whole svara of dalet al dalet is because he needed din makom. And din makom only comes about when you have a real solid relationship to the location. It can't just be an accidental relationship to the makom, but it has to really be an essential relationship which needs kiyum. So normally dalet al dalet is the shear that gives the thing kiyum. But he says, but after all, in a hand, it's kiyum anyways because the guy's going to grip it. It's going to hold it well anyways. You don't need dalet al dalet. It's a difference. It's the whole point is that it's going to last there. It's going to stay there. He says the hand's the same thing. It's a good argument. Okay? So I guess the question is, I guess the first question is, so why doesn't everybody hold by this argument? I mean, this is sounds easy. In a certain sense, it sounds very easy. Sounds like, what's the book of Mara I've been bothered by for so long, trying to work out all these different positions? Say, no, you don't need dalet al dalet, it's all these things. Just say, simple, the hand is different. So, I mean, it's too easy. It's almost like if it's so simple, the Gemara should have said it way back when. Gemara isn't just like playing, you know. I mean, Nisil is Oshitas, or Yosef, Rabbah. I mean, they also just, the Gemara didn't know. Zera. And all these Gemara, all these Shitas, all these Amara, apparently didn't hold by this. I mean, Rabbah holds by it. But they don't hold by it, or it seems, I don't know if they agreed to Rav at the end of the day, but they must have realized that you could say this. It's not like, I mean, it's interesting, but I'm sure they realized the possibility of such a thing. It must be that they didn't know they held it doesn't work. So that's the question, is what's the machlokas? It's the machlokas whether it works or not. Any other questions? Or any other ideas? How could you argue? Just as an argument. How could you argue that it does, that it wouldn't work? Yeah, so let's say with David's far, okay? I think it's a good start. It's a good, I think there's a problem with it, but I think it's definitely it's a good way to start, okay? And maybe he'll tell me a problem. So this svara is that do you say dalad al dalad? Like the Rambam, the whole idea of dalad al dalad is because the idea that's stable, permanent, okay, it's going to stay there. Makom, what are all these ideas? And therefore, dalad al dalad, the hand, the same thing. Or do you say, look, bottom line is we have a shear. There's a shear, dalad al dalad, it's a shear. Right? It's true. Why is that the shear? Yeah. Because permanence, all that. Very nice. But bottom line is, we have a shear here. Right? The shear is dalad al dalad. And you can't start making exceptions. Right? Is that... Well, like, let's say... To ask question further. Let's say you have a table, which is gimel gimel, but it's very sticky. Sticky table. Okay? And it holds, or a magnetized table. You know, magnetized table. And basically, you put anything on there, that thing is staying. It's not going anywhere. In fact, it has the stability of a 6x6 non-magnetized table. Okay? So then what happens? Then what's the halacha? So clearly the answer is that doesn't matter. Why? It's very, very, very stable. But the answer is that there's a shear. You just don't go like that. We don't go by things like that. And so much so that I think that's a kasha. It's not just the side, it's a kasha on the front, on the side, on the Rambam side, the way we paskin. Is how could you go? How could you start saying hands are very stable? I mean, yeah, so are magnetized tables. But you just don't have categories like that. I mean, you have a category here. Category is dalal dalal, there's a shear. So it's very nice that you figured out that hands work out pretty good and they have that quality. But how exactly do you get around that argument? It just seems like you need something. You need something to defend this thing a little bit. Like, how do you... Again, I can't imagine that he holds... Like, for instance, like you were saying, the function. All you need is a function of stability. If you really hold that argument, then a sticky table is going to be good. But I don't think anyone's going to say that. It's just, yado shalom chashuv l'kadalad al dalad. Doesn't mean anything which is a good property. It sounds like the Rambam. You know what I mean? It almost sounds like the Rambam just doesn't know halacha. He just doesn't know. It's not the way halacha works. It would be like a guy, you tell a guy, halacha dal dal. Let's say I have a sticky table and it holds things really good. You'd say, don't you realize it's not the way halacha works? There's a shear. So doesn't that sound like what the Rambam's saying? Yeah, but hands grip things really well. Okay, I understand that. But this is halacha. And halacha doesn't just go by things like that. They have to have categories here. You can't just start telling me your stories about your hand that grips things well or your table that grips things well. I mean, you can give answers. I mean, like Gary's saying it's true. Your hand is different. It's not just like a sticky table because the hand is the nature of the hand. Intrinsically, it's something that it grips. And sticky table is just an accidental thing. You could argue. You could try that argument. But the question is, what's the machlokas, you know? So what's the machlokas? Do you look at the essential nature of yad, or do you just say, no, dalal dalal is like a blanket shear? Like, what, you know, just somehow, like, you know, you need a machlokas. You know, you can't just say anything which functions. Now you have to say there are objective categories here, it would seem. Or, I mean, that's the question. Like, how do you, like, what's the machlokas now? You know what I mean? I feel like you have to... Let's get a little background. I think we have to get comfortable with these categories here. Because I think Chaim said it's true, is that dalad al dalad isn't just a halacha moshe mishinai fact, that's it. Because you see, you have halacha v'achshavei. Right, so achshavei, I don't know if anyone wasn't here. I mean, we'll get to it in a moment, but achshavei just means that if you put like a food in the dog of a mat, in the mouth of a dog, your machshav, that is the holder for the food, and that's considered like dalal dalad. So we'll talk about it in a second how it works. But you see, it's not just a strict, hard and fast halacha. Okay, so basically, let's read some Rambam's. I mean, it's Perikid Gimel. I don't know if we need the Rambam to do it, but he just lays things out a little bit. So basically, Perikid Gimel. He says, "Ein hamotzi mishus l'shus, so ma'avi mishus rabim chutz l'arba amos chayev, ad shi'akar chayfetz mi'al gavi makom sheish b'arba tvachim al'arba tvachim, o yaser, v'niach l'gavi makom sheish b'arba tvachim al'arba tvachim." Okay, so basically, halacha is you need dalal dalal. That's halacha aleph, that's what he says. Then he says, "Beis, yad l'shalad m'chashuv alo k'arba al'arba." Okay? Fine. I'm going to skip a little further. Further he makes that point you were saying about, where he puts it on it's like it's on the floor. It's not so simple. There's further complications, which we'll get to. So that's the halacha base. And he continues, but I'm going to skip the rest. Now he says, now here's the halacha machshavei. He says, Gimel. Hayochol v'yotze mirshos l'rshos v'chishe v'lhotzi ochol shel v'piv mirshos l'rshos chayev. So if you're carrying something in your mouth, you're eating something and you decide, you know what, I want to bring it over there and eat it over there. So you carry it in your mouth. So v'mnes v'yachayev. V'mnes v'machshavto meisim v'piv makom arba. Okay, so your machshava makes your mouth into like a makom dalet. V'chein misha'o meid b'achas yershus elu v'hishtin mayim. Urinates a rokak or spits b'shos shniyah chayev. Okay, so your machshava could make something into a makom arba. Okay, so we explained this, right? We said that the whole idea, right, because that was the original question back then, I think, same question we're asking now, is that, what do you mean, is there a shir? How do you just start making things into dalal? The same, it's all very similar, that's why I thought it's a good idea to go there. It's like, there's three things. There's dalet, real dalet dalet. There's machshavta, which makes it like dalet al dalet, and then there's yodo, which is chashuv aloka dalet al dalet. Right? So it seems like it would be nice if we could get the picture here. So the two parts of the picture, besides for yod, we already have. We just have to remember it. So I think we said that the real idea of dalet al dalet altogether is that in hotza'ah, you have to have a real relationship. It's not it's not an intrinsic halacha of makom. Per se. The halacha really is that you have to, there's no dalal dalet per se, but the idea is that you have to really be changing the makom of the object. And the makom has to be an essential property of an object. If it just accidentally happens to be here, happens to be there, it's not a real relationship to makom. It's just accidental. The object doesn't have makom. The way an object has makom is that it has a real relationship to the location. And when it has a real relationship to the location, that's its makom. And then it's subject to changing it to a different makom. It's subject to uprooting it and putting it in another makom. So giving it a new din makom. Through giving it some sort of a kvias. Now we said that idea intrinsically exists by machshavto. Machshavto means, achshave, means this is its location. Like we said, let's say a diamond ring in a box. That's its location. That is the location for a diamond ring. That's the holder. Or food in your mouth. That's, you're holding it in your mouth. It's not just it happens to be there. That's an essential relationship. Where you feed the dog. That is, there's an essential relationship of makom, of the object and the item. Okay? And it has an intrinsic, through the machshavas ha'adam, the machshavas ha'adam creates the relationship between the makom and the object and has the makom. Okay, that's in a certain sense the most primary halacha. But let's say there is no machshavas adam. Stam, you just put it down somewhere. You just throw it. You whatever. So is the only way to create a relationship between a real din makom through machshava? So that's the answer is no. There are certain objective makomos which give an object a din makom. And they have an objective din makom. The object which is placed on those rishuyos have an objective din makom. Okay, that's, for instance, that's dalal al dalet. When you have a makom which is dalal al dalet and you put something on that makom, it gives them the object din makom. Because the objective shear in the makom. So that's dalal al dalet. So you have two ways. You can have it either because through the machshavas adam that you give the object a relationship to the makom through your machshava, or you have a makom dalet which has an objective shear because it's a holder. Dalet al dalet, it's objectively, it's like the Rambam says, it holds things very well, and therefore objectively, objects which are on it have a din makom. Okay, so the subjective way, which is like the primary way, or you have an objective method. Okay, dalet al dalet is the objective din makom. And since that's objective din makom, an object which is on that has a relationship to it, so it has a din makom in it. Okay, the object has a property of makom. So via which root is the yad being introduced? So assume the hand is being introduced here. Let's according to Maskana, for there's a hamin in the Gemara, but for now we're dealing with the simple pshat. So the simple pshat is your hand, because that's not real achshavei. Remember, Tosafot showed that that's not real achshavei. So the hand is being introduced because objectively, objectively, it's saying is Yadlo Shel Nechashuv Lo Kedal Adal. It's not only if you want it specifically in the hand. That's not the halacha. It's the hand is automatically. It's automatically. Your hand is Makom Dal Adal. So it's coming in via the objective din Makom. Okay, you have a Makom Dal Adal. The Shia could give an objective din Makom, or the hand could have an objective din Makom. And the machlokas is, could the hand have an objective din Makom? Does it work that way? Is it restricted just to Makom Dal Adal? Or do you say the hand could also? And that's what we have to define. Right? Why would you say that the hand also could have din makom, or you say only dal adal? So maybe the question is like this: is that again, what we're dealing with here is that again, you had the primary way you could have an object having makom is through achshave. The person really gives it a din makom, but now we have this idea as an objective. Certain locations the Torah is recognizing these are objectively a din makom. So the question is: how does the Torah do that? How does the Torah create an objective din makom? Okay, so you could argue it makes recourse to the universal categories of din makom, which is dalad al dalad. Okay, it makes you recourse to the universal categories of makom. You want to say is, do you have a makom vis-a-vis hotzaz where you really created that real relationship to the thing, and then you have where it's objectively this is a makom chashuv, and therefore an object which is on it has a real relationship, is like contained on this makom. And then you lean on, so how do you find what this objective makom chashuv is? You look in the shas, or you look in the Torah, and you find what's a makom chashuv. And you say, dalad al dalad, that's a makom chashuv. So if that's the case, so then a yad is not a makom chashuv, a kol tar kula. Okay? Like the makom chashuv is, dalad al dalad is a makom vis-a-vis dimensions. Certain type of dimensions, like in the Nafi and Sukkah, or I don't even know, in Erevin maybe, but it's an object in Shiur, that you need a Shiur Dalad al Dalad, defines, isn't that even the Shiur for Rishos, I think? It has to be 10 and 12 Chamai for like Rishos Yachad, doesn't have to be Dalad al Dalad? I think so. So that's the Shiur Rishos also, it has to be Dalad al Dalad and 10 12 Chamai, Mechitos. So then Rishos, or Makom B'Tor, if it's less than Dalad al Dalad, it's the Makom B'Tor, right? So Makom said Dalad al Dalad is an objective Shiur Makom. Objective Shiur Makom. Okay, objective shir. You don't say hands objective shir makom. It's not a. That's hand is very nice in terms of the Rambam's talking about here in terms of gripping things and it holds things well and all that. But bottom line is objective shir makom is dal al dalit. Objective shir makom isn't limited to the halacha of hotza'a and akira and hanacha. It's a universal halacha which applies in different contexts. And the universal universal is dal al dalit. So, but the other shita holds, and this is the way we hold, is that was a hamina. Hamina is you just make recourse, the objective din makom, it goes by your objective din makom. That's the idea, it's an objective din. So objective din, you have to go to the halachically, what's a din makom, what's a din dal dal? Okay. But we hold, Rav is coming on and saying chiddush, no. Is that in creating an objective makom, vis-a-vis hotza'a, the Torah didn't just lean on the universal din makom of kol tar kula. But what it did is it created a din. It said what, like the Rambam was talking about, that the idea of hotzah is you're creating a hanacha, or the object has a real relationship to a rishos, and that relationship comes about through kviyas, and therefore they set up well what object will really give an object, what holder will really give an object that property, and they said dalad al dalad is. The dimensions, like the Rambam says, it doesn't get knocked off, it's the proper holder. They figured it out. Dalad al-Dalad isn't just like, we're just retreating to the universal categories of Dina of Rishos, of Dalad, of Makom in the Kol Tar Kula. It's based upon, in this way the Rambam describes it. We noticed this when we did the Rambam. He describes it as based upon the sugya of Akir Hanacha, the sugya of object permanent relationship to its location. And therefore they said, Dalad al-Dalad, in general, is a shiur at which the object is going to have a real relationship to a din makom. Now, the same kind of argument is going to tell you that a hand also is going to have a real din makom. Because hands aren't just, and that's what Gary was saying, is hands isn't just like you invented a sticky table. I mean, hands, in the world of man, is a significant holder. I mean, Much of holding in the world goes on using hands. I mean, hands are older. Hands grip. It's a natural it's a perfect holder, and even better than a location dollar, because it grips, it's designed as a holder. So what it's saying is that if what Chazal did in creating the objective din makom is they didn't make recourse, that's what I was saying, they didn't make recourse to the universal din makom of Kol Torah Kula, but they created an objective din makom vis-a-vis Hotzah, vis-a-vis the kvias of the chafza in its location vis-a-vis Hotzah. And if that's the case, then there's two ways that you could have that type of a location, which gives the objectively as a holder. Either through dimension, or through the quality of gripping, through the quality of the hand. And there's two different ways. I mean, but that's presuming that in setting up the din makom, the objective din makom in Hotzah, they're making use of Hotzah-specific, measurements, as well as specific evaluations. Okay, because then the hand, vis-a-vis Hotzah, is very significant. But if you say they made use of the universal dinim of a makom, so it's true, vis-a-vis holding an object, the hand has the same property as a makom dalet. But there are other properties of dalet, which hand doesn't have them, in dimensions, there are certain things dalet, and there are shos, you have to be able to do stuff in there, or whatever. There has to be a certain significant size. So your hand is only significant vis-a-vis holding and gripping. It doesn't, this function, gripping, becomes very significant, and it becomes equal to dalet. Because the reason why dalet is significant in this ballpark is because of grip and holding the thing. But dalet is not only, it's din makom, is not only a phenomenon of gripping and holding. Essentially, it's a makom chashav. And it's true that a makom chashav, an object, has a real relationship to that makom. But it's the universal din makom is not a hand. The hand is not a universal din makom. So that's what I'm did the in creating the objective din makom vis-a-vis Yotzah, did it make use of the makom of Kol Torah Kula, makom chash of Kol Torah Kula, which is dalet, or did it carve out a separate din makom, objective din makom vis-a-vis Yotzah? In which case the yad is there's two kinds. There's the yad because it has the quality of holder, and the makom dalet, which because it has the quantity which is appropriate for holding. The question is sticky table. So the answer is that it's not saying that you just look and see is the object that functionally at rest or not. You definitely were in the world of defining objective dine din makom vis-a-vis Yotzah. And the question is what is the objective din makom? Achshave is a subjective din makom, and now the Torah is creating objective din makom. What is an objective holder? So an objective holder, you say, quantity of dalet create objective holder, or there is in the world, in man's world, in existence, a phenomenon of a qualitative holder, which is an hand. But they don't say there is an existence of objective entity called a sticky table. I mean, it's true, you could invent one, and they're coming out with new ones every day, but it's an invention. It's not an objective category. We're not saying that you just go case by case and figure out is the object. The Chazal or Koveya, an objective din of a holder, of a real makom vis-a-vis the containment of an object. So it's not just, Ram's not just saying the whole idea behind dalal dalal is this, so therefore if you have a hand, it also works out, and you could just apply it. No, he's saying that is Chazal when they were koveya it. They're looking around the holders. You can't ignore a hand. A hand is a perfect holder. So they, there's hand and there's dalal dalal. Hand is probably the same exact thing. So in an objective halacha, that a hand is a phenomenon. But a sticky table is just a concoction. That's a kasha if you learn that it's just like. There's no intrinsic din of a makom or intrinsic halacha. There's no objective halacha. All it is that you have to put it on a place which has a function of holding. But then you say, well, this thing also has that function. But I'm saying, no, they're definitely koveya objective makomos. But the kvias is based upon the property of holding. So you koveya objectively which objects are subject to that. And the other one says, no, that the kvias is based upon universal halachas. But no one's holding. If the question is it objectified or is it just left to the function? So then you have the problem. I'm saying it definitely is objectified. But is the objectification based upon the universal category of a makom, or is it based upon the particulars of Hotzah? But it's definitely an objectification. So let's shoot for this for tomorrow. Let's go a little further than the Gemara. So the Gemara asks. So basically, we kind of did this, but it leads into a Tosos. So it says like this. He says, so Amar Rav Ilah, Amar Rav Yochanan. So basically, Rav Yochanan said this thing. Rava said that Yerad is like the Aladar. Rav Yochanan also said it. He agreed. And then it says, Amar Rav Ilah, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zor Chavetz V'nach B'Soch Yodesh Chavir Chayev. So if you throw something and it lands on a guy's hand, you're Chayev. Okay? I, why you Chayev? The answer is simple, because the Aladar. So it says, Maik Mashmalan, Yodesh Chavir Chavir Amar Rav Yochanan Chadisim. Rav Yochanan already told us this halacha. Rav Yochanan told us straight out, Yodesh Chavir is from like a case of our Mishnah, it's Dalal. So what do you have to teach me if you throw it into a guy's hand and it happens to land there, that is Dalal Dalal? Of course I know that. Right? I know that. That's what he just told me. So it's a Nomavate Mahanami Lehir Dachshrei. Huliyadeh. Lehir Dachshrei Huliyadeh Malo. So I might think that's if you actually put it into a guy's hand. He sticks his hand out and he says, here, put it in my hand. But if you just throw it and it happens to land in a guy's hand, it doesn't work. Okay? You would think that. Kamash Malan, it works anyways. Okay? So we did this once. We said that you might think that the hand, and this, someone mentioned, I forgot though, so is it that the hand that you say, that's based on what you're saying, the hand that has two capacities. As you might argue, is that a hand could be a holder, as you might think, look, your hand in terms of dimensions really is an holder. It's not dollar dollar. But it could function as a holder if you so relegate it to that quality, to being older. So its intrinsic nature is it's not dal dalad, but you can make it insofar as it also could function in that manner. But it depends upon how you relate to it. So if you actually put your hand out, then it's a holder. But if you just throw it and it happens to land in a guy's hand, so now it just your hand is just not dal dalad. So it's it was according to the Havamina. It's just saying, not that a hand is dalet al dalet, or is objectively a din makom, but it has the capacity to, it has two capacities. It could exist in the capacity of a holder, or it could just exist in the capacity of just a stamma thing, less dalet al dalet, and it's contingent upon its function. Okay, so that's teaching you, Rabbi Yochanan's teaching you is, no. Is that when you say makom yad is dalet al dalet, it means objectively it's a din dalet al dalet. That has the shame makom, not contingent upon on your das, so upon its function. But intrinsically, they define that as a makom, whereby an object has a din dal al dal, okay, that has a din makom. Okay, that's what we said last time. Okay, fine. So the problem is now we have Tosfos. Tosfos is like this: Hani mili echad achshav al yadei. Okay, Hani mili achshav im tomar. Ah, so here's the problem: Lema ach v'lo ahi delel. So right, it's standard kind of Gemara problem. Sometimes they ask, sometimes it doesn't. But problem is, so you have two cases. You have the case of our Mishnah, which Rabbi Yochanan teaches me that if I put the thing in on his hand, it's Achshavei. I'm sorry. Yado Shalom is like Dalet al Dalet and Yechayev. And then it has the case where you throw it and it lands in a guy's hand, and you say Dalet al Dalet and Yechayev. So it says if you only had the first case, where you put it in the guy's hand, I think that's only where you have intent. Where you mean to be? I'm Achshavei. But if you just throw it and it happens to land there, I'd say no. So it teaches you no, even it's objectively, even without intent. So he says, so just teach me the second case. So what do you need the first case for? Just teach me the second case. Second case is if you throw it to the guy's hand, it lands there. So that clearly indicates it's objectively a dollar dollar. So what do you need the case of where you hand it to the guy? Now why does Rabbi Yochanan have to have two statements? Just have one, and that's all encompassing. So Tosa's answer is V'yeshom Davin Edafkelin Hanacha Chashuva Kedalal Adal Avol Gavay Kirala. So I think is that the case there is if it lands in the guy's hand, I'd say yeah, it lands. That's Hanacha. For Hanacha, it's Kedalal Adal. But Akira, no, oh, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. So it's teaching you, no. It even works for Akira. Problem is how does that work? I mean, if it's Dal Adal, it's Dal Adal. How do you just split the line here between Akira and Hanacha? That's the question. I mean, I know we had these kinds of splits in other times, but we have to do it here also. I mean, you know, but that's a question. What's the split here? Okay? So we'll try that. You see what Rava's a chiddush. Rava's a nice idea, but I mean, the simpler way to go is that you make recourse to Dala Dala called Dargula. So it's a move that the Torah is creating a new din, objective din makom, and not just. You have dalal dalet. What's your idea? Is it because dalal dalet is called tarkul, or is it a new thing that happens to be dalal dalet, but it's really a new idea by yotza? I mean, that's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. So that's Rava's chiddush. The Gemara came onto it. It was stuck, I guess, or there's no other good answer. But it's a move. Everyone else didn't hold by it. I think even in the Rambam, even the way we hold, when you have to find a dimension, of course, you're going to use the dimension of Kol Tarkula. It's not just accidental that it happened to be Daladin, you know. The dimension is appropriate. That is Makom Chashuv, and you know, and it lines up. I mean, if the objective is Halacha Kol Tarkula wouldn't hold things, then it wouldn't be. But I mean, it could have been. The reason why it's not 3.5 and it's 4 is because it matches. Kol Tarkula is an appropriate share.